Uniwersytet Gdański przedstawia.
Jakub Sopiło.
Dzisiaj FUG przedstawia w studiu Radia Mors. Będziemy gościć dwie bardzo znakomite postacie, szczególnie w ostatnich czasach. Będzie to pani Wasilisa Stepanenko, która zdobyła nagrodę Pulitzera, co warto nadmienić od razu z początku. Oraz jej droga nauczycielka z Uniwersytetu w Charkowie, pani Irina Iwanowa. Dzień dobry. Hello.
Dzień dobry.
Hello. Dzień dobry.
Tu od razu nadmienię dla naszych słuchaczy, że część audycji będzie prowadzona w języku angielskim, gdy będę kierował pytania do pani Wasilisy, ale na początku chciałbym zacząć rozmowę od nauczycielki, od pani profesor właśnie z Charkowa, żeby zapytać się w kontekście tej całej wojny na Ukrainie, która trwa już dobre 600 dni z tego co pamiętam, albo 601. Jak się zmieniło w ogóle działanie dziennikarstwa na terenie całej Ukrainy? Jak teraz to funkcjonuje, zarówno nauczanie, jak i działanie dziennikarzy w tych trudnych na pewno czasach dla dziennikarstwa?
Dziękuję za pytanie. To bardzo ciężka praca, dlatego że bardzo zmieniły się nasze zawody i główne, że nie każdy był do tego gotów. Mówię więcej, nikt nie może być gotowy do wojny na pewno. I naprawdę mówię, że to bardzo ciężko pracować z ludźmi, jakie znajdują się w traumie, jakie stracili swoje domy i gdzieś szukają sobie siły i nasnagę, żeby pracować dziennikarzami. Niestety, już młode studenci pracują dziennikarzami, oni zbierają materiały, oni zajmują się fact-checkingiem, oni każdego dnia widzą te zwłoki, te zaburzenia. Nikomu by nie życzyła takiej pracy, że w 19 lat trzeba pisać artykuł o tym, jak trzeba bluzić zwłoki. Ale to jest taka nasza realność i moja główna taka cel, żeby to nie było tak strasznie, tak ciężko i tak depresywnie. Ja już mówiłam, że bardzo ważne odnaleźć w każdej sprawie czegoś dobrego, światłego i nad tym pracujemy, żeby tworzyć nie tylko takie prace ciężkie, ale żeby był taki w nich happy end, żeby było takie kółko światła. Dziękuję.
Dziękuję bardzo za odpowiedź. And now I'm gonna ask Vasilisa about something about her own motivation, because as you said during the conference, the time is really hard for all of the Ukrainians and all of the world during this war. And I'm just gonna ask you about your motivation. What inside of you is telling you to keep doing your job as professional as you always do?
My biggest motivation is people. As I said in the conference, all day, all night, every day I'm working for people. And I think that journalist's mission is to help people, to give them voices and to give the clear information. And war just came to my home. And as a journalist, I tried to do something, to cover the stories of my people, to let them voices, give them voices, and to give the clear information to people around the world. I really didn't believe that, like that in my life I will see so many bad scenes, so many deaths of children, of people. But as a journalist, my mission is to cover it and to show it. And when people write to me that thank you so much for to cover my stories. Thank you so much for helping me. After your coverage, I got a lot of support from people. I find my relatives. I find the support from the whole world. Thank you so much for this. This is making me feel better that we are doing something, and I can feel that I'm just a small reporter in a local TV channel in Kharkiv, but now I really believe that journalists can change this world and can save this world. And what we are doing every day is just helping people, giving them voices and giving the information to the whole world.
about that giving voice to the peoples of Ukraine. It's gonna be a film. It calls this 20 Days in Mariupol. And as I heard, that's the mostly from your documentary during the war and during being a war correspondent. And I'm gonna ask you when that idea to create a film comes to your mind, where that idea to create something bigger than only report comes to your mind, and you were like, oh, that's a perfect idea.
When we were in Mariupol, we just did our work, our like regular work every day. We covered everyday news, what happened in Mariupol. We documented everything we saw. And there were a lot of war crimes, and we saw how children dying, we saw how people dying, we saw how medics trying to save their lives, we saw the bombing of maternity hospital and mass graves in Mariupol. But connection was so bad, and then we lost connection at all. So that's why the coverage that we did, it was like a small clips, like for 1-2 minutes that we can send to our editors. And I remember that we even split one video for 10 seconds clips to send at least something to show these horrible scenes. But when we left Mariupol through 16 Russian checkpoints, we were lucky to take out 30 hours of video. And we understood that we want to do something bigger. We decided to do a movie. And now we can see that the movie, the screenings are all around the world, in United States, in Europe, in Ukraine, and people can understand what's really happened in Mariupol. And I think it will be in the history of this, like in the history of Ukraine and for the future generation. And this movie is showing the whole picture, yeah, like the whole picture of this horrible scene. Like we can see all this scene that happened, like children deaths, mass graves, maternity hospital bombing. And that's why it was so important to make a movie to let this scene be, and I think that people will never forget about this, about Mariupol people, about Ukraine, and people will understand that war is going on right now, and every day people dying like it was in the beginning, yeah. So that's why it's really important for us and for everyone, I think.
Do you think that some of your photos and videos would be take the still place in the history of journalism or war corresponding?
I hope we can see now, and we received a lot of awards here for this coverage, and we received Pulitzer Prize, and I'm now going to United States to receive. It will be a ceremony. It means for us that people can hear us, that world hear us. And I remember when we got the Pulitzer Award, that it was like online ceremony, and I heard the word Mariupol. And in that moment I understood it's why we are working, why we are journalists. And no one will forget about this. And then I think that people really respect this work, and this is helping us, really helping when we're in a difficult situation under attack in Ukraine. I can understand that many people believe in me, in my work, and they're waiting for my coverage, my stories, and this is really important. And I think that I will continue doing my work all time and do whatever I can for these people who believe in us and the journalists. And also, like, Zhenya Malaletka is a photographer who was with us in our team in Mariupol. He received World Press photo for his photo from maternity hospital when the 31-year-old Irina was wounded, and then she died with her unborn baby. And the story of these people will be all time in the history, forever in the history. And no one will forget about these people who died. And we as a journalist will not let it happen. We will do everything to fix these moments in the history and to make the memory of these people live forever.
Thank you very much. And in the last words, really, do you have any advice or, I don't know, some words to our Ukrainian students who was forced to leave their country during this really horrible episode of their lives?
Of course, I think it's not possible, but I want to hug everyone. I want to hug everyone and support everyone, and Ukrainian students and Polish students and everyone. Because it's really hard for everyone to go through the war. Everyone has their story and their experience. Many people lost their homes. Many people lost their lives. They lost their loved ones. And it's so important to support each other in this situation and be together. And I want to say that if you're here in this really great university, I think that you need to keep doing something every day, studying, maybe in the future have work, and believe in yourself, continue doing what you're doing, and I hope that war will finish, that Ukraine will be independent European country with a great life as a Poland, and we will be all safe and have the happy life and make our countries better, better, and better. And you're not alone. I want to say that I'm always thinking about our people all around the world and meeting everyone, and we are all together, and all, I think that everything will be good. So just believe in yourself and continue doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much for the interview. And that was Vasilisa Stepanenko and Irina Ivanova. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Uniwersytet Gdański przedstawia.